This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We just gained access to an anointing as a congregation right now. Don't stop. Something is coming down. Something is moving. Something is moving here. Something is moving here. Yasomelai keme. Suvala bos kompalaya. Preskovile kemomai konselami. Of the Lord in the very sound of the scripture in the book of Revelation chapter 21 from verse 3 to verse 5. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And there shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That's what Jesus told me just now. That's what he said. He said, behold, I make all things new. Oh my God. Can you receive new things from God? New things from heaven. New things from our Father. Behold, I make all things new. All things new. All things new. All things new. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. I make all things new. I make all things new. Meso salabonda haliate. Resco fete bonde camise. Ilaikon sama curia babala. I make all things new. There shall be no more pain. The yoke of death itself is rolled away. For behold, I make all things new. Kolima Santoria. Shemia Konde Babakusa Light. Risca begolando. Eco presco falla boca saminite. I make all things new. Oh God, we give you the right of way to perform your counsel in our lives. Make new things. Make things new. Sabo koria babasinte. Igabantoria basiko mahaide. Yeko selo bronde kabasuki lato. Mambro koske tehelia kanda babore. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh my God. And I beheld in the spirit, and I saw an anointing of God descending. And I began to inquire. When my wife was leading the prayer, I began to feel the anointing on my head so much. So I began to ask God, what is this? And oh Jesus. You see, another one dropped on me again. The Lord wants to help somebody. He wants to help somebody. He wants to take delay out of your life. So that this oil of gladness that has the capacity to take you out of the circles of delay. Or somebody needs to reach out and receive it by faith. By faith, your journey will not be truncated. Your destiny will not be stopped. Oh my God. Somebody needs to take advantage of this oil. Seminai tokove sabarata ikos cantoria bramata babose kale prescofite bela coda basante e kaito ba mama maracas mama centoria Mama Kuria, Mama Satokombe, Presco Fatamina Kuria La Batalia. Lord, we enter into the things that you have ordained for us. We step into the things that you have designed for us. The shackles of delay are hereby broken. Do not tarry. By all means, make all things new. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And so tonight we cooperate with heaven. As we set our hearts in alignment to receive the grace and the empowerment that you have released for actualization, for performance, for destiny, for strength, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you for laying down your life. Thank you for the harvest that we see today, even the harvest of ourselves, unto you. And yet many that will come by reason of our labors. We celebrate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. So I think it's a good place to say Happy Easter to someone sitting by your side. And after sending that salutation, prophesy to the person, the Lord makes all things new for you. The Lord makes all things new for you. All right. I will just give you a shot from the Word of God. From the book of Romans chapter 6. Please make everybody welcome to your left and to your right. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing so many people in the congregation. The shepherd, you're welcome in the name of Jesus. All right. Are you there in the book of Romans chapter 6, what we're trying to look at today, because it is Resurrection Day, we want to look at the organic consequence of resurrection. The organic consequence of resurrection. Meanwhile, don't worry about my big English. What I mean by organic is the life applicable consequence of resurrection. It's a big topic to take on a day like this. But I'll just touch a little of it. You know, we talk about Jesus dying. We talk about Jesus resurrecting from the dead. We talk about Jesus ascending into the heavens. I'm more concerned about how his death affects us. What power can I draw from his death? I'm more concerned about how his resurrection affects me. What are the blessings that I can draw in my Christian life from the implication of his resurrection? Are you there? All right, so that's what I mean by the organic, you know? Sorry, I'm a chemist, so I borrow some of those chemistry terminologies. If I don't borrow from there, it means all the school I did is wasted. So I have to borrow terminologies from the chemistry that I study. Okay, let's do this. Romans chapter 6, beginning from verse number 3. Romans 6, beginning from verse number 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Now, this scripture, I don't like jumping. I need to explain every scripture we read. Are you with me? Now, this scripture borders on the concept of identification with Christ. Identification with Christ. And identification with Christ is critical. Is critical in the understanding of our salvation. It is critical in the understanding of our victory. It is in the center of the understanding of the principle of exchange that is responsible for the benefits that we enjoy as Christians. Now, I need to say something quickly. Are you there? All right, so there is something we call our identification with Christ is also known as our union with Christ. It will interest you to know that you became one with Christ. Your connection with Christ was on the strength of his death. So if we want to understand your history, your true spiritual history now, your life is backdated to the cross of Jesus. It is the cross of Jesus that is the platform from whence you became identified with him, from whence you became united with him. I don't think I explained that very well. Now, Tony has a notebook there. If I take that notebook from Tony, are you with me? And I put Tony's pen in the notebook, and I take the notebook to Kasinala, where would the pen be? The pen will go anywhere the notebook goes because the pen is in the notebook. Is that clear? So what God did, what God the Father did, was that he exercised his authority by including us in Christ Jesus when he was on the cross. It means that the first point of our union with Christ was in his death. Because God wanted us to be able to take advantage of everything that he does to Christ, he decided to include us in Christ. And that is the basis of our identification with Christ. If I don't identify myself with him, I will not be able to benefit from the results of our inclusion with him. You get that? All right. So he included me with Christ on the cross, so that when Jesus died, I died. You know, if you take the diary to Kasinala, the pen will be there. The pen has no choices. Anywhere the diary goes, that the pen will go. You get that? So he included you in Christ. Anything that happens to the diary happens to me. Anything that happens to Jesus happens to me, because God, by an act of his authority, decided to include me in Christ, so that when Christ died, I died. When Christ was buried, I was buried. When Christ was raised from the dead, I was raised from the dead. When Christ ascended into the heavens, ascended with him. When Christ sat down at the right hand of his majesty, the Bible reveals that I am seated with Christ. It means that the principle of inclusion is still operational, is still functional. Are you there? All right. So, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? So the day I came to be baptized, are you there? How many of you were matriculated? When you got admission into the university, you actually attended matriculation. They gave you a gown. You were putting up a gown. For those of us that finished from here, the gown was blue. And you were moving around everywhere taking pictures. Now, you see, when you gave your life to Christ, it was quiet, it was silent. Nobody knew about it. It's just like when someone wins an election, they give the person a certificate of return. All right? But you see, the fact that you have a certificate of return doesn't mean that you can operate in office. What happens before you begin to operate in office? You are what? Huh? Swearing in. Swearing in is the administrative occasion that confers the power to you to begin to function in the capacity into which you were elected. Now, so when you gave your life to Christ, you became a functional Christian. But that did not undo the necessity for you to be sworn in. Your swearing in is the baptism that you did. Physical baptism. How many of you are baptized here? Okay, no, that's not the right question. How many of you are not baptized in this place? It means you have not been sworn in. For the Bible says that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. So what you are doing is that you are making an open show of the fact that you are identifying with Jesus. That's why I got that terminology, identification. Right? I don't want to go on a theological journey on the subject of baptism. If you study your Bible very well, you find out that there were people that had died that were not baptized, that their relatives went to be baptized on their behalf. If it wasn't important for those people to be sworn in, there'll be no need for the people to do it. And that's what, let me see your hand again, those of you that are not baptized. Are you ashamed or afraid? All right, so all of you with your hands lifted, you will see Pastor Tony at the end of the service. If you have followed us for a while and you have heard us teach on the subject of deliverance, I can tell you clearly that you do not have a right to deliverance if you are not baptized. And you need to take out old messages to verify why I said that. All right? So you are publicly identifying with Christ. It means that your destiny is with Christ. It means that your life is with Christ. If you discover your purpose, is with Christ. Everything that concerns your life is now in Christ. So what you are doing in baptism is that you are publicly identifying with Christ, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, the custodian of your destiny, and your life will derive from him. In fact, the reason why you have authority over the devil and you have a right to your destiny, it is because of your union with him. He's the one that gives you a prescription of your significance. He shows you the vision that you should run with. He's the one that gives you significance. He's the one that gives you essence. He's the one that gives you meaning. Life from the day you got baptized can no longer be factored outside of that realm called Christ. Are you there? You've been sentenced to that realm. You will function from that realm. You will live by that realm. You will be reinforced with the resources that come from that realm. Your life will be a picture of the dynamics of that realm. So what you are doing in baptism is that you are just identifying with him. So what this scripture is talking about is identification. And that's a big topic. That's a very big topic. If we want to go deeper into identification, it is with this identification that we can take full advantage of the things that Jesus gave us. Because the principle of substitution took place by identification. Jesus was not supposed to die, for instance. But he died for you. See, it was his own commitment to his identification with you that was manifested in his death. Are you there? Oh, you are not following me today. So, we have no other life apart from the life that we have in Christ Jesus. And baptism is a public show of the fact that my life doesn't exist in any realm anymore, but in the realm that Christ is. Are you there? Just in case you came from a culture and you were dedicated to an altar. There were covenants that you made with the devil, you cut with the devil. The moment you catch the revelation of identification, your life does not derive from any other platform other than Christ. That is an enforceable spiritual reality. It is the reason today that we walk free. Even though devils are still alive and well, we walk free because we are one with Christ. We have seen the organic benefit of identification. And Satan cannot overrule that reality. The more you know that reality, the more of liberty you enjoy. So verse 3 is talking about our identification with him in baptism, which is a sign that we recognize that we are dead with him, which is what I was trying to illustrate to us, that God by an act of his authority included us in him, so that anything that happened to him happened to you. Are you there? Your victory will begin by identifying with him in all things. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I know there are times when if you are going to identify with Christ, you are going to suffer reproach. May you not deny him that day. Because you have no other life other than the life that you share with him. Your destiny is occasioned by your common union with Christ. That's where the meaning, that's where your life derives. Are you there? That's where it derives. You know, we just came back from Enugu, and I want to counsel you. If you need to make that trip, come and meet me. Let me tell you the route to follow, because we came back as if we're half dead. Jesus Christ. So I had to call my, you know, my wife is a great comfort. Jesus, this woman. One day I was on a plane that wanted to crash. The only thing I remembered was this woman. I said, Kai. I didn't remember pulpit ministry. You know, forget about that. What? I just remembered this woman. I said, Jesus. That's what I will miss in this world, this woman. Well, I got home and she had already prepared pounded yam for me. Jesus. After eating the pounded yam, I couldn't find my spirit again. And you know, if I can't find my spirit, it means I have no message. So I tried to exert myself. My spirit was far away. I knew it was in vain. So the only way to find my spirit was to see as the person that cooked the pounded yam. Go and pray. Lead prayer. So while she was leading the prayer, that's when Christ in me now revealed the scripture I'm teaching you today. The sign of maturity that any of us will exhibit is that you do not seek your life from anywhere else other than Christ. If I don't have a message, the message is with Christ. Are you with me? I will stay with him until he gives me. And if he doesn't give me and it's time for me to preach, I'll say, Pastor Tony, you are also a pastor. Shala, you are a pastor. I'm not. Pastor Joseph, you are up there. We are all pastors. So somebody go and do something there. Because Christ, I don't have the word from Christ. Christ is the center and the circumference of our experience, the extent and limit of our experience in God. And so when we identify with him, what we are saying is, outside of him, we have no life. So do you now understand why Job will say, even though he slay me? Because that guy has no life outside of him. Yet, will I what? There's nothing else. There's nothing else left. There's no other alternative. I'm bound to him. I'm tied to him. I am one with him. And my life will derive from him. Please help me preach to your neighbors. I'm one with him. I'm bound to him. I'm tied to him. My life will derive from him. If you have gotten this message I asked you to preach, then you have gotten 60% of the message of the New Testament. Don't forget that your life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. Hallelujah. So it means that if Christ is still alive in you, then Satan has not yet won. Even in death, you know what happens? Oh, you are not with me. You are not fool. As long as you die with your faith in Christ, death cannot claim you because you don't have any covenant with death. For such people that sleep with their faith in Christ, in fact, the right word, the theological word is not death, it's sleep. Because it's a tunnel that you must pass to enter into the realm where you experience the fullness of the life that you received in your spirit. Are you there? That life is undestructive. That life was not created. That life cannot be destroyed. So if you die with that life in your heart, it means you will live again. The same resurrection we celebrate today for Jesus will become an experience that you will experience bodily. Because you are a custodian of a life that cannot die. All our hopes in the afterlife is hinged on the fact that you became one with Christ and he shares his life with you. All our hopes is on that matter. And Jesus is the example that you cannot bury that life. That life must always rise from the dead, because the life existed before death. The life has more authority than death. Death cannot hold that life captive. Are you still following what I'm talking about? I will not exchange my salvation for anything upon the face of the earth. I know the value of what it is that I have in Jesus Christ. And the cross has a very significant meaning for me. And because of that, I will not exchange anything on this earth for the salvation that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you still with me? Say amen. Now, if you fly Ethiopia Airlines, you are likely to be taken to Ethiopia, to, what's the name of that, their capital? Addis Ababa. You are likely to be taken to Addis Ababa, and then you are also likely to sleep over. Alright? So, they have a hotel, the airline has a hotel, Skylight Hotel. Now, when you come to Skylight Hotel, they have two sets of lifts upward. Are you imagining what I'm sharing with you? Two sets of lifts. When you go to lift B, there's I saw two sets. There may be more. I don't know. But I saw lift A and I saw lift B. I don't know if there's C or D. But the hotel has about 1,000 rooms. When you visit, when you see yourself around lift B, move away from there. Go and look for A. You know why? If you are a man, go and look for. Because strange women. In fact, we need a hymn now for ventilation purposes. Strange women camp around the lift B. So that if you are interested in lifting one, they are available. You know what? I will not exchange my salvation for the strange women of Ethiopia. The greatest blessing that I have is that Jesus decided to die for me so that the life of God can live in my vessel. I don't know how God did that miracle, to put his life in human vessels. This vessel of earth, this vessel of corruption, he put something that eternity cannot swallow in this vessel of corruption as a sign that my end is not in the grave. My end is in the beginning that never began. My end is with God. I have no covenant with death. I sleep. And that sleep is going to be a passage for me to enjoy the fellowship, what the Bible calls the fellowship of the mystery. I don't have time to work that out. The fellowship of the mystery. Do you know how many years I studied that verse of scripture? The meaning of that word. There are dimensions of Christ that you cannot experience in this age. And that's why the Bible says that we can only taste of the things that are domiciled in the age that is to come. And the way you can taste of these things is through the seed, the spiritual capital that God has invested in your life, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Only Christians can say the kind of things I'm saying today. I have studied white. You have to trust me on that. I studied Islam. I want to know what the faith is about. I want Buddhism, what is it about? So that I would not be an ignorant person. So when I'm talking to you as someone that is not a Christian, I can talk to you with authority. And I've read this, I've read that. This is what this says. There is no religion on the face of the earth that can boast that their God forgives. Go and check. No religion on the face of the earth that can say their God can forgive. Not even one, except Christianity. And that's the reason, just in case you are under the sound of my voice somewhere that I don't know, and you don't believe in Jesus, I'm saying that it is only in Christianity that you can find the blessedness of forgiveness. And that blessedness of forgiveness is not a thing. It's found with a person. And the name of that person is called Jesus. For the Bible says, in him we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. May you not try to live your life outside of him. May you take advantage of everything that is in him, because that's how life, that's the meaning of life for you now. Are you there? All right, so let me not take so much of your time. We'll go to verse, my reading is from verse 3 to verse 5. So verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That means we identify with his death through baptism. That point where you are buried in the water. Are you there? You are identifying with his death. Now, how many of us here can tell us the benefits of that death? Huh? The benefits. Because we are identifying with the death. It means that the implication of that is that there are benefits that we draw from the fact that Jesus died. Okay, let me not trouble you today. That's not where I'm going. Today is Resurrection Day. We would have done that on Friday. So that we study around the benefits. What are you going to benefit because Jesus died? Because the Bible is saying here that in baptism, when you are buried in the water, you are identifying with his death. It means that his death has a significance and a direct impact on your life. So if I were here on Friday, that's what I would have done. To show you the direct implication of the death of Jesus. But you see, one of the elders in the land summoned me. And it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If an elder of that caliber should summon me, I will cancel what I'm doing to attend to what the elder wants me to do. I have Pastor Dan, I have Pastor Tony. They can do the things that I am supposed to do here. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. All right, so we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead. How was he raised up? By the glory of the Father. What is the glory of the Father? Meanwhile, according to this scripture, that's the agency through which our Christ was raised up from the dead. Now, the reason why I like the book of Romans is this. Not just the book of Romans. I think the entire scripture follows that trend. When God walks in you, he walks things into you. Are you there? Because, I hope you know the scripture that says, it is God that walketh in us. So God's workshop is inside of you. Oh, you are not following. You are not following me this evening. God's workshop is inside of you. It is God that walketh in us. So it is important for me to say that God is spirit, and God initially begins his work in you, in your spirit. Okay? So he's walking where? In you. Is that clear? All right. The thing about the teachings of Christianity, as I study the Bible every day, I see a beauty in his delivery. Because anything God has walked into you, are you there? If he has walked it into you, there is an expectation that that which he walked into you should be reflected eventually on the outside. So if God wants to sow a seed in your life, he sows it in your spirit. But you see, the destiny of that seed may not be just your spirit. The destiny of that seed is that it must grow to influence your entire makeup. Are you there? So, for instance, if someone is born again, the seed of God is in the present. And when that seed begins to mature, it produces fruit outside. If someone is baptized in the Holy Ghost, there is an investment of spiritual capital upon the person's life. And there's an external initial evidence to show that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, which is your ability to speak in tongues. Are you there? There are other evidences, which can be your ability to operate in the gifts of the Spirit is an evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost, the empowerment for service. Anything God does on your inside is expected to have a physical manifestation eventually. So the Bible is saying we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, can you see the external one now? Even so, we should walk in the newness of this class is dull. Jesus. When I was in Enugu, they were full of life. This, I don't know what's going on in this class. Now, are you there? He says, the same way we were, Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. God is expecting you right now to live in the newness of life because it's the same glory of the Father that is in your spirit man. So the expectation is that you should walk in the newness of life. You know, I'm saying my topic is the organic implication of the resurrection. It's the same glory of the Father that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that is powering your Christian life. If this glory of the Father has the capacity to undo what death has done, are you there? You're not there. You're not following me. This glory of the Father that we are speaking of here has the capacity to undo the very things that death has done. It means that God, using this glory of the Father, solved the problem of death, which is like the greatest problem of a human being. The thing that can solve the problem of death, he solved it conveniently. It's the same resource that God has invested inside of you. That means if he could cure death, he can cure sickness. If he could cure death, he can cure poverty. If he could cure death, he can cure anything that is considered a challenge in the life of man. Jesus is telling us something this evening. What he's saying is that there is a new life, an entirely new life that is available for you to explore because you have the glory of the Father as the operating system of your Christian life. It is not going to be the way you lived before. It is a life now that has received all the empowerment that is required from God. So the results that you get now by the influence of the glory of the Father, which is your operating system, will be much greater, much different from what was obtainable before you gave your life to Christ. Now, you see, if I'm going to teach you about Christianity, about the victorious living, which will be the direct implication of understanding what I'm trying to teach today. The direct implication of what I'm teaching today is that every one of us is capable of living the victorious life. And what I mean by all of that is that if I take advantage of the resources, of the enablement that I have in the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that is in my vessel, I can overcome anything. Because the greatest problem is death. He overcame it. And then God gave me something that can overcome death. It means there is nothing that you cannot overcome. And that is what we call the gospel of the victorious living. It is expected that every challenge that comes your way, with this resource that you have available, which was able to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, you have more than enough to overcome it. Hallelujah. Okay, let me go on. Somebody is talking to me and say, Pastor, you are preaching a good message, but my problem is poverty. My grandfather was poor. My father was poor. Now I am poor. And you are talking about victory. How does Christ in me make me rich? Because if I'm not rich, I can't believe you. I need to be rich. Stay with me. Are you there? You know, I told you, I said, if the glory of the Father was able to defeat death, then there's nothing else that he cannot defeat. Let me show you a few examples, since you want to prosper so much. Meanwhile, that question is legitimate. Are you there? Very legitimate. You want to prosper? At least some of us have walked in prosperity a little. And we did not do it by any other means other than Christ. So I'm a living example that God can prosper somebody. All right? So let me tell you what I found in Christ that is the secret. Is it really a secret? Oh, it's a secret. What? I don't think it is. All right, let's go. Let's go quickly. Psalms 23. Go to Psalms 23. Let's start from there. Psalms 23, the man on the dashboard. Ah, he has slept. All right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's the answer to your question. Because it's the Lord himself that is operating within you now. Now, when last did you hear him? Because he said, okay, let me read this according to my own translation. The Lord led me and poverty left me. Now, the other day, a lady came from the United States of America, wrote down. She came and was complaining that her businesses, nothing has worked. So, and I said, okay, if you were given $2 million now, write 6 things that you would have done with that money. She wrote the 60. I looked at it. I looked at it with the anointing. Eh? I looked at it. The prophetic anointing was on me. Right? So the Lord was speaking to me. Ah, this is my class. Ooh. So the Lord was bearing witness to me. Okay? The Lord was, he was there. So I now asked him, I said, this lady says, these are the 6 business ideas she has. If she has the money now, will she succeed? The Lord said no. So I told her, I said, you will fail with this. None of this came from the Lord. He said, it's true. It's not from the Lord. It's just me that. Now, we are not, you don't understand what I'm talking about. We are not saying live your life the way you used to live as an unbeliever. There is an enhancement that God has made available through his Spirit in your heart. That is the proof of resurrection. Hey, the proof of resurrection is that you are armed with the same resources that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And that resource can outdo any limitation that is a barrier to your possibility, to your actualization as a human being. She saw people doing businesses and prospering, so the things they did was what she wrote down. It was not the Lord. Meanwhile, the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. So do you know the Lord enough for him to lead you? That's the first question we need to ask you. Because most of us are not spending from the resources available to us. You are still living your normal life and leaving the Lord alone. You keep him on the side and you are still struggling in the flesh. Meanwhile, the expectation of the new covenant, the expectation of your Christian life is supposed to be based on the fact that the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you, is that God is expecting you to live in the newness of life. And what he means by the newness of life is that life enabled. The Lord has a hand in everything you do. Hallelujah. He does what? He has a hand in everything you do. I remember when I was on my knees praying early in the morning, one of those days I was on leave from work, praying early in the morning on my knees, and the Lord spoke to me and said, rise up, go and build a school for your wife. The school your wife has been talking about, begin to build it. I know how much I had in the bank. And I knew it was not enough. But I knew I had God. So I told my wife, it's time for your school to be built. The money I had in the bank was 9 million. So I withdrew it. Gave to the contractor. I said, what we are looking for is a two-story build. The 9 million did not, the block did not come out of the ground. It was still, I wanted to drive all the workers from. They said, no, they have not cheated me. That when a building is going up, it will go down first. Please help me preach to your neighbor. Your best savings, your best plans is insufficient. Preach, 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 preach. Your best strategy, your best idea is insufficient. Oh, you have stopped preaching. You have stopped preaching. And sometimes you people will think when we hold the microphone to talk, you will think it's a simple thing. One day I will come here and select one of you to preach to the world. Preaching to your neighbor, you can't preach. I say, what's that? Hallelujah. The best you can do with the resources of humanity is called insufficient. It will not be enough. The block did not come out of the ground. Even though I wanted to drive the workers, they said, no, there's no traitor in our midst. The money you gave us, this is what he could do. So I went back to the Lord. Because you are not likely to follow the Lord if you are not on zero. Because you have something in your bank account, you come and speak. You come and speak boldly to the engineer and say, I want to erect a two-story building to reach high into the heavens. Hallelujah. Then when it was zero, I now went back to him and said, what plan did you have in mind? That was when I discovered it was not my 9 million. My 9 million was still remaining in savings. Till now. He said, who told you it was your 9 million I was eyeing? When I say arise and build. I said, I'm sorry, but the 9 million itself has even finished. So how do... No. I was not even that smart. When the 9 million finished, I remembered I have $2,000 in First Bank. When I went there to withdraw it, they said they don't have cash here. I should go to Boko. What? I remember we traveled to Boko to withdraw $2,000. When they changed it, what? I knew. That was when I knew my real estate, that we cannot finish the building. So I went to Jesus. Imagine $2,000 we travel to Boko. Aye. So, I say, Lord, have you seen this kind of prayers in the Bible? Carest not thou that we perish. He likes it. It's a sign that you have nothing to give again. If you don't experience that situation, you will not know how incapable you are. You say, yeah, I got first class from Benue State University. I got master's, first class master's from Harvard. I got first class in my PhD from University of Glasgow. If you are not stretched to the point of infinity, you will never believe that as gallant as you are a bag of insufficiency. So I went back to him and said, Lord, how did you plan to build this school in the first place? What was the plan? He said that $2,000 you changed, don't spend it. Send it to this pastor. Say, is that your plan? We're looking for serious money to move this thing out of the ground. You say, the remaining, I should push it to this pastor. Some of you will not know. Those times you will see me just call you, say, send your account number. Jesus has spoken to me. It is what he tells me I will do. Even if you see 2 million, 5 million there, don't even say thank you. I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my life. Send it there. So when you send, then you wait. Oh, you know when the Bible says there that wait, I thought it was only fasting. When you have obeyed, you will wait for the Holy Ghost to begin to move. I have waited like that many times. And when you wait like that one time and God moves, you will know that without God, we are nothing. After 4 days, God will move somebody. And he will send what we need to pull that thing from the ground. When the last 1 million is there, it's down to 1 million. Say, this 1 million, send it to this one. Then I will wait. Before the workers finish the other one. Eh? I say, oh, I didn't learn that in the university. I will spend, if it's down to 1 million, I say, send it there. The people will now call me and say, do you know what you delivered me from? That I was about to be embarrassed. I said, I don't know. They don't know. It's not that I like them so much like that. Ooh, the thing there is that the Lord has become my shepherd. Not as if I like them so much like that. They don't know that I'm fighting for my life. Fighting. The thing came out of the ground, then we built it and then put the first slab. I climbed on top of the slab and I gave thanksgiving on the slab, speaking in tongues. I said, Lord, I told the devil, you know, I speak to Satan, I speak to God and I speak to Satan. I said, Satan, this one is no longer in the spirit realm. This block is here now. So you were alive and they were stealing this block from heaven, passed through your headquarters. The thing escaped. It came here and we built it. I said such things. So I was still giving thanks to God when the next instruction came. These instructions are so crazy. I don't tell my wife. They are crazy. If I tell her, she might say, "Ah, she read economics." She can say, according to, no, is the result you will see. Crazy instructions. So push this one here. When the Lord becomes your shepherd, you that scripture will become real in your life. So the possibility for you to hear the Lord and make him your shepherd is in that investment. And you are still loitering around, struggling in the flesh and battling with your insufficiency. How I wish your ears will open to hear what I'm telling you today. How I wish. Gave me a strange instruction. So the next consignment of funds that came, I released it according to the instruction. When we're building this place, it says 70 million is your contribution. I said, where will it come from? He said, have you accepted? You will give it. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I gave 75. You know what? Because when he will say, send this one here, then something will come. I will give, I'll calculate, I'll put it. 5. That was how he kept it without fail. Once he gives instruction, will you allow him be your shepherd? If you allow him, I assure you, you will not want. Oh, I was in Abuja and somebody gave me a Benz. A Benz that nobody has in Benue State. If I had brought it here and I opened the light, Jesus Christ, they will know that. So you need to see that Benz. It's an S-Class. It's a limousine. You know, we have C-Class. That's compact. We have E-class, that's electronic. Then we now have S-class, that's limousine. Hallelujah. That one, it helps the alignment of the backbone. You are not... I know you won't help me say... I say, hallelujah! It helps the backbone. That. So I took it to... Those of you that know Abuja very well, there is this car factory, this car engineering factory called Annapolis. So the thing about Annapolis is that their guys learnt in Europe. I was in Scotland and they took me to a garage. That's where they fix cars. They have everything. They have computer. They have everything. So when you come to Annapolis with your car, they'll just strip it on the 2023 computer. Let's say it's Benz, all right? They'll strip it on the computer and then just allow it, press search, and leave it. The thing will tell us everything that is wrong with the car and cost the repair. It will take time, but it will bring, including your brake pad that has chopped, including everything, the sensors. So, because I wanted the car to come to Makurdi brand new. Are you understand what I'm talking about? So, drove it into Annapolis. Philip is here now. You can testify. The brake pad of that car is 350,000. That's the brake pad. Think about it. You are not following me. You are not following. So we drove it in there. And they scanned it. And the amount to fix every small fault on it was 8 million. I know you will not talk again. But I fixed it. Because I was seeing how we drive it in Makurdi. With speed. The moment they finished fixing it, I was still in London. He was giving me an update. He said, "Oga, they don't come out." I said, "You don't come. You don't test them." Said, "Yeah. Speed. You speed." So when I was talking to him, I had a vision. Sap. I saw myself giving the car to my father in the law. I buy it. Car. Will you allow the Lord be your shepherd? That's my question. Will you allow him? I called my wife. I said, "There's something I'm hearing, but help me confirm. Help me come on." Philip, I called. I said, "Philip, I'm hearing something." So after their support, because I needed support to be able to. Because I had repaired it for myself. I had fixed all the sensors, everything. The brake pad, 350,000. I'm wondering if you step on the brakes, whether I will sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, what was it? I fixed it. And the moment he came out of the garage, the great one said, "That car didn't get to Makurdi because my shepherd has spoken. Take it. The blessing I have received, if I tell you some things, you will not believe. Please help me tell your neighbor, allow Jesus to be your shepherd." So that's the answer to your question. The person talking about poverty, that there's a stronghold of poverty. Poverty is not as strong as Jesus. Allow him be your shepherd. We can benefit from resurrection. Because the glory of the Father is in us. He raised him from the dead. He can raise you out of poverty. He raised him from the dead. He can raise you out of shame. He raised him from the dead. He can raise you out of singleness. Make the Lord your shepherd. And the car left my hands. I was still in London when the car reached. I was so busy that I couldn't pick my father in the Lord's car. Maybe he wanted to bless me. We were on campaign for Jesus. We are in Manchester preaching the gospel. The moment I released that car, you know that peace that you had the day you gave your life to Christ? Something similar to it invaded my soul. It means that him that is in me was pleased. He was pleased. And I was satisfied. Hallelujah. Now, I will testify again of the effect of following the shepherd. You will see it. Meanwhile, I'm doing this not because I've left work. You know now. So I'm surviving by the Lord who is my shepherd. He will take you into greatness. The place your degree cannot take you. The Lord. And I'm not telling you what I read in the book. I'm telling you about my experience. You see, one thing you must know about my teaching is this. I'm telling you what I have seen with the Lord Jesus. Anyone can reproduce the same results in his life because I'm a living testimony that those things are true. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yes, any other problem? Somebody, poverty, we just explained. If you have another one, tell me now. Tell me. I will explain to you. So that you find out that resource that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is equivalent, is equal to the task to move every obstacle that is in your destiny and to give you the testimony of the newness of life, the expectation that heaven has. Now that you are a recipient of this blessing of God, is that your life will take a new turn. Your life will be powered by a new reinforcement. Your experience will be different from what it was before. The Bible calls it the newness of life. Are you there? If you are still there, say amen. Amen. Can you make the Lord your shepherd? Please help me ask your neighbor. Can you make the Lord your shepherd? That's why I will not joke with my relationship with God. If you come today and you insult me, I won't respond. You know why? If I fight you, I will have a problem with the person inside. And that distraction, I will pay for it. So you are not as important as what I have with him. Oh my God. Slap me, go to the streets and say, insult him, say, his head is like this. I will not even answer. You will be amazed. I will answer you. Because I know that it will affect my connection with him. You know when Peter came to the gate, beautiful, he said something. He said, silver and gold I do not have. But such as I have, I give you. Excuse me. What was he saying he had? He had something with God. And out of that, he could sponsor a check. A check that will undo crippledness. Oh my God. The man knew he had something. I have something. I won't allow you destroy that thing that I have. I will leave your presence like a fool, like a man that cannot fight, preserving what I have. 2 years later, you will still come and beg me and say, are we still quarreling? So that you can mend it up quickly and draw from the benefit I've received from the one who is inside of me. So in the new covenant, this is how God designed it, that you will live from within. You will not live from without. You will live from where? Should I tell you something as I close? It is what is inside of you that you will use to prosecute your destiny. Oh my God, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. A wonder, I have a testimony. Something happened in my life. I was invited by the white community in a city called Exeter, England, to come and preach. Normally, whether Philip is with me or not, if I have an invitation, Philip will put it on my Facebook page. Are you there? Now, if you put any notice on my Facebook page and it's in the United Kingdom, Congo people, Zimbabwe people, Nigerian people, Ghana people, in fact, they will come there and fill the hall before the owners of the place. So Philip decided not to advertise that meeting on my page. And it was deliberate so that the white people can come. We were, Henry, Dennis, because Henry's wife is white. The guy on the guitar and a few guys were the only black people in that place. Only black people. The rest were white people. And it was not a small congregation. It's a large white congregation. You know what I did? I reached out to the Lord. I said, Lord, You know, I'm not used to this kind of congregation. Can you give me something that is relevant to them? A man that knows the Lord can never be stranded because he travels with his resources. And I reached and I pleaded with him, and the Lord rose up on my inside. He said, when I do theory, I should do practical. So I will do a teaching and teach on the power of God. And then I will tell them it's time for practical. I spoke in tongues for a short while, and the Lord spoke to me that there was one guy in that place. He was born deaf in one of his ears. I said, where are you? One white guy. I said, white guy, put your hand, this finger, put it inside the one that cannot hear. I said, and I prayed, and the guy's ear started hearing. You know what the congregation said? They said it at once. Now, it will take you some effort to get white people to believe you. I assure you. Preaching to white people is not as easy as preaching to black people. The glory of God came down on that meeting. The way it comes here, mightily, the place scattered. I said, Lord, what are you doing? I now discover that we are not different, white or black. We behave the same way when the anointing comes on us. Who told you that it's the same? After that meeting, I've never connected. That is, the man is a good man. Pastor Mark Poole of Exeter. Him and his wife. Oh, they love me with passion. We have begun a campaign. And we will continue in the campaign to get more white people saturated with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. God opened that door, and it was the shepherd that was inside that showed me the strategy. You have no knowledge except he speaks. Can you draw from the investment of his presence on your inside? Oh. And every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Can you help me appreciate that, my friend, that my white friend, Mark, Pastor Mark Poole of Exeter? Do you know what happened? He sent me a picture. He said, when we left, because we challenged them, he said his church prayed in tongues for 60 minutes for the first time. Wait, that's not finished. Then he now sent me a picture when they prayed for 2 hours for the first time. He prays for long, but he had not translated the stature in his life to the congregation. I said, no, you are doing a mistake. Bring them into the prosperity you have found in Jesus. Prayer is beginning to rise among our brothers. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Somebody sing, He is Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Come on, Sila Kaita Mondele. Every tongue confess. Oh, Sigamale Saloma. Singing is low, is low, is low. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is low. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ, that Jesus singing is Lord, is Lord. I am a mama dele. Aye, so sana lava. Aye, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Somebody say he is Lord. That Jesus Christ is the Saite mama. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Singing is the Lord. Sile motia. Time, can you make him your shepherd? I will hear your voice. I will do your will. Oh my God. Commit yourself to him right now. Commit yourself afresh. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and he is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and appreciate him. See him magnify before your eyes. See him magnify above your limitations. See him magnify
above those challenges. See him magnify above the boundaries and limitation. Death could not hold him bound because of the glory that came down strong. And tonight, the same power that rose him from the dead will swallow up every limitation, be it sickness, be it challenges, be it the inability to hear his voice. Tonight, because he is risen, he is here to take away the dust, he is here to take away the shadow, he is here to take away the strange voices, that you can hear him, that you can follow him. Tonight, he is risen. Can you trust him in a moment of time? Can you trust him? Can you trust him? Oh my God, who can speak in tongues in 2 minutes, speak in tongues in 2 minutes, and let every limitation, let every blockage be blown off, be blown off, be blown off. Zukabala selataya, zeketeketeketeya, zeketeketeketeke. Can you switch over to that possibility, even the resources of heaven that made all things possible, even the resources that swallow up death, the resources that humble death? Can you switch on to that resources? Can you tap to that resources in the spirit by speaking in tongues? Somebody lift your voice and pray. Zukataya, 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 Zukataya. Somebody speak to the Lord. Somebody connect to that fountain of life, that fountain of all possibilities. He is risen. He humbled death. He opened the brass gate, and all possibilities are made available. Bible says, the things which are impossible, they are only impossible with men, not with God. I see a possibility in the spirit to transform you from that low state to your high place in the spirit. Can you trust the Lord? Somebody ride on high by the resources of the spirit. Zeketeketeya, ambala sela zekataya, maile keboron seta, aila bala, zeketeketeya. I'm waiting for a few of you. You are sit down. Few of you, you are sit down. Can you step up? Can you step up? Can you step up? Zeketeya, I see the Lord. He wants to be gracious upon us. I see destiny being transformed in a moment of time. I see sicknesses and disease being swallowed up by the glory that licked up death. Death was humbled. Death was humiliated. Oh, and the glory of God came on board. Zeketeya, Kabala Seka Bakataya, Zakala Bakura Bakataya, Zakataya. You have a second to step up, step up, step up. Male Keboro Sakata. Don't be distracted. He has been risen. Gaze your gaze upon him, and he will minister to you in a moment of time. Male Keboro Sekataya, Zekete, 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 Zekete. Jesus. Every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So he is Lord. He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. One more time, can you make him the Lord of your life? Can you magnify him above your limitation? Can you ask him, oh God, have your way? Have your way. Can you lift him above your limitations? Can you do that in the moment of time? as we beckon upon him to bless you. I can feel it. I can feel it. Smiling. Smiling upon his people. Oh Jesus. Kabala setaya. Zoketeya. Malekeboro sekataya. Ambala sekataya. Kade kabala sekataya. Can you make him the Lord of your life? Say, Lord, I make you the Lord of my life. No other voice, no other God, no other deity will I follow. Because you have risen, even in my life, I magnify you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, for the last time. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Just lift your two hands up if you can. Maybe it's next time. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you for this great day. Today, you are risen. And darkness, Satan with his agents, were humbled. We ask tonight, oh God, everyone under the sound of our voice, who has been bound by demons, who has been bound by Satan, who has been bound by chains, or any sort of limitation, online and on ground. Because the glory defy death. That same glory is here. Because you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We ask tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, touch your people. Let every sickness be healed. In the name of Jesus. Online, on ground. Every limitation, ancestral limitations, long-standing limitation. Oh, that day, hey, sum up all demons to ensure that Jesus could not rise. May all their labors were proven abortive and ineffective. Today, we take hold of this memorable event that is so real, and we bring down the blessing to your people. Let the sick be healed. Let blind ears be open. Deaf ears be open. Blind eyes see. Every bone related disease, release the power of God upon you. Be activated. Be activated. Jesus speaking. Say, time cometh that every dead thing, by hearing the sound of the Son of Man, shall come back to life. We ask, oh God, we utter a decree this evening in the name of Jesus. Every dead tissue, every dead organ, every dead part of your body that is not working, tonight we speak life to it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every hopeless situation, Jesus brought hope. We proclaim hope unto you. And we ask the Lord to open your understanding that you may see the possibilities that are bound towards the finished work of Christ. And we ask, oh God, that let the grace of God prepare you to enter. Prepare you to enter. Prepare you to lay hold of the finished work of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. In the name of Jesus. There's going to be a spiritual deposit. There's going to be a spiritual deposit. Can you lift your two hands up? And ask the Lord. Because he said, I can feel him. I can feel him. There's going to be a spiritual deposit. So Lord, I ask tonight, those who have tossed you, and you need to activate, you need to increase the intensity of your oppression in their lives. I ask tonight, oh God, may it please you to stretch forth your hand at the count of seven. Lord, from the front to the back, left to my right, Lord, visit your people. Let there be an upliftment in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I ask, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So Lord, begin to touch them. Lord, begin to touch them. Yes, it's coming. Not less than eight people. I see the Lord touching them. Lord, touch them. 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 Yes. Touch. Touch. Not less than eight people. The Lord wants to activate something in your life. By fire. By fire. Holy Ghost, help me. Look at them. By fire. Touch them, oh God. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's coming. I see three of you here. God wants to change your garment. Three of you. There are three of you this side. Holy Ghost, help me find them. At the count of three. One, two, three. Touch them, my God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. You can pipe down the grace of God. I see chains being cut off. I see chains being cut off. Online and on ground. I see the Lord doing a great work. There is a burning. There is a burning. There is a burning. There is a burning. Even in the choir, there is a burning. 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 Yes, 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 yes. You can't resist it. You can't resist it. In the choir, there is a burning. There is a burning. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. What is here is heavy. If you can see it, you can have it. You can see it, you can have it. Online and on ground. Elisha told Elisha, if only you can see me take off. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He just came. He just came with a consignment of grace. You want to put upon you grace. You want to put upon you grace. Can you pipe that grace? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Lord, you're still working. Still working. Still working. I see someone. You were given food in the dream just this night. And that dream was a threatening dream. There is a sickness that runs in the bloodline of your family. You were given that food to eat. By it, it was meant to transmit that same affliction that killed your father, killed three people in your family. But tonight, because Jesus is risen, we cut it off. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see the angel of the Lord just came now. The angel of the Lord just came now. This angel, he came with a trumpet. Yes. He wants to activate. You have lost the voice of God. He wants to activate. If I speak by the Holy Ghost, there will be a sign. There will be a sign. Yes, the angel, as he blasts that trumpet, there will be echo among God's people. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sound the alarm. Yes, Lord. Yes. All what you need is the voice of God. You can prosper by the voice of God. You can prosper by the voice of God. That sound is going to be a blast that will blow away chaff and every other voices. Lord, I ask, let the voice come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. Take it. Amen. You can stop praying now. Amen. Just stop praying. You have prayed, God have answered you. Just lift your two hands up. Stop praying. So Lord, we thank you tonight for great opportunity to be in your presence. We ask tonight that you visit us. There are people who have been calling upon your name, and this season you will mark it to empower them, both online and on ground. We ask, oh God, that in the majesty of your glory, may you walk amidst your people. And Lord, those who have touched you, release a deposit upon them. So just be silent. The Lord will move now. Lord, ask, move. Lord, ask, move. Lord, ask, move. He's moving. You can touch him. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Clothe your people with the ability to access grace and to live above limitations and challenges.
There is someone in our midst. You have been in prayer and fasting for a moment, for a period of time, seeking the face of God and praying about other issues. But I see the Lord coming to put an anointing upon you. There's an anointing that is coming upon you. It's already intensifying. It's intensifying. It's coming stronger, stronger, stronger. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. I will make a way in the wilderness and cause rivers to spring forth in the desert. So he's anointing his people. And the anointing is also going on online. There is a lady online listening to me. Your name is Jennifer. Jennifer, you are putting on glasses. If you can remove the glasses right now, you begin to read without glasses, because I see the anointing coming upon you. I see the anointing. I see the anointing. Lord, bulldoze the limitations. Bring clarity in the spirit for those that have been calling upon your name. Oh, Jesus. Somebody's been upgraded, been promoted. Yeah, and there's an anointing that will establish it. Vesico brande curia bahamasila. Imbroske sosico bahaminaito copesali comande. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. I see the Lord putting his hands in someone's hands because he wants to begin to use you as a vessel of healing. Before time began. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. I see something like an idol. An idol. Someone has been bound by an idol.
But the Lord rises up in jealousy this evening to destroy the influence of that idol on your life. Something will break. In a moment. Something will break in the moment of time, right? Something will break in a few seconds. In 17 seconds. Something will break from someone's life. In 17 seconds. Something will break. Something will break. Your link with this idol. Break!
You are the wisdom before time began.
Now that one that came under the anointing when I spoke about the idol, can you bring the person out? Let me finish this deliverance quickly. 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 The power of that idol is broken forever. Bring that victim. Bring the victim out.
You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Yes, bring that lady for me. Is it a lady or... The power of the idols, they lose their grip upon you. The covenant that works in your family, the covenant of idolatry, the demons of darkness that have been revered over the years, you are separated. Your soul is escaped. It's escaped. It's escaped. In the name of Jesus, the power of reproach that idolatry carries today, in the name of Jesus, will destroy that link right now. Come out of her. No other God has access to your soul save Jesus Christ. And just in case you are here, the powers of idolatry, they rage in your family. Can you raise your voice in a moment? There is a power that I carry. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. No bondage of darkness. Can run my affairs, can manipulate my affairs. I'm a child of light. The grace of God is upon me. Sia canto poco, sia lebra site. Yes, you walk free. Your children walk free. The corruption comes to an end right now. If death could not hold him captive, then idolatry and the powers of darkness will have to let you go. We'll place a sentence on that limitation. Be free. In the name of Jesus. It is written, if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in us, then it will quicken our mortal bodies. It will revitalize. It will energize us to do the will of God. It will empower us to walk according to the dictates of the Spirit of God. Be our shepherd, O Jesus the King. Lead us by the skill of your hand and by the integrity of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.